and I will worship you. We worship you, Son of God. You are so good, Oluwa, Almighty God. I know be thy name. Your dominion is forevermore. Whether you are the pillar that holds my life, Jehovah Nissi, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, you are the pillar that holds my life. Hallelujah, oh, you are the pillar that holds my life. Jehovah, Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Master Jesus, you are the pillar that holds my life. Brethren, we have no power of our own. Jesus, I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, I look unto you. Help me. I have no power of my own. Lift up our voice and declare that out here. Father, I have no power of my own. Power of my own. Are you sure I have no power of my own? Holy Spirit, I look unto you. Help me. I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. Jehovah, I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, I look unto you. Happy. I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. Jesus, I am no power of my own. Holy Spirit, I look unto you. Happy. I have no power of my own. Brethren, it's not by might, it's not by power. By my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by power. By my spirit, by my spirit, this is the Lord. Oh yeah, this mountain has been removed. Declare your mountain removed. This mountain has been removed in Jesus' name. By my spirit, I must bless the Lord. I love the man of Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man of Galilee, of Galilee. I love the man. Just worship the Lord. Of Galilee, for he has done, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me, he has forgiven me of my sins, and said that Holy Ghost to me. I love the man of Galilee. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Let's give him glory. Hallelujah, glory, glory to the Lamb, for you are glorious and worthy to be praised. You are the Lamb upon the throne, oh, and unto you we lift our voice in praise. You are the Lamb upon the throne. And Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, Most High God. Jehovah, you are the Most High. Jehovah, you are the Most High God. Jehovah, just worship the Lord. Oh, Jehovah. You are my Lord, you are my Lord. You are the eyes that used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The bush that burns, I never consume. What shall I render to you, my Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Sing it one more time. You are the Lord. You are my Lord. You are the eyes that I used to see. You are the key that opens the door. You are the owner of my soul. The bush that burns, I never consume. What shall I render to you, O Lord? I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. I will bow down and worship your name. You are my Lord. Now begin to bless the name of the Lord. Don't bow down, begin to worship him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's none unto him. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Say something good about your God. The beginning and the end, the author and the finisher, the ocean divider, the destiny raiser, the destiny repairer, the ocean divider, the great healer, the one that wants that is to come. Father, we thank you. The Alpha and the Omega. Oh, we worship you. We thank you for your mighty hands. You are the one that used your access to make it float in the water. Father, we say thank you very much. You are a wonderful God. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in blessings. Who is like unto thee? Father, we worship you in holiness. There is one like unto you. In perfection, no one can compare to you. In divine healing, you are number one. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. Father, we say thank you. For whoever show, thank you, thank you, thank you. Over our children, we say thank you very much. Over our family, we say thank you very much. Over our life, we say thank you very much. For being able to be alive today, it's not by power, it's by his grace. Father, we thank you for your grace over all of us. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Begin to lift up your voice, O Lord. Just begin to worship him. He is worthy of our praise. He doesn't eat any food. He wants our praises. If we have 1,000 tongues, it's not enough to praise the Almighty God. Many of us have flown in the air. Many of us have given on the ring. On the road, many are going to hospital and return. It's not because we know how to pray, it's by his grace of our also, Lord. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. You are the one that can be ocean divider. In dream, many people have been attacked in the dream, but you conquered the battle for us. Father, we say thank you very much. We worship you, Lord. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father. I am before you tonight. Appear in my situation. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God to appear. Tell God to appear. My brother, my sister, tonight is another night. A night of divine encounter. Open your mouth and pray. Don't let me go the same way I came, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, appear in my situation. Appear. O Lord, that's your me. And in the next day, today is my day. And then the Lord has made. Open your mouth and pray. Father, intervene in my situation. In the name of Jesus, open what I declare that one. Tell God to intervene. Enough is enough. God must intervene. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, if there's any way I've sinned against you, have mercy upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus, it's a mercy prevail over judgment. In the name of Jesus, it's by the mercy of God that we are not consumed. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to ask God for mercy. In the name of Jesus. In any way, I've disappointed heaven. I've done what I ought not to do. I've disappointed the Lord. Please forgive me, O Lord. Have mercy upon me. Father, be merciful. Only where shadow me. Father, be merciful. Shadow for one moment. Open your water, prayer. Tell God to show his mercy. Father, show your mercy. Only where show your mercy. I show your mercy. Open your water, prayer. He's that God. There's no like unto him. He's a merciful God. He said, I will have mercy on who I have mercy on. I will have compassion on who I have compassion on. Only where daddy you are. Only a shadow for us in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let the heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. Declare your heaven open in the name of Jesus. My sister, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that. Declare your heaven open tonight. You cannot afford to come to this 1 hour prayer and go on the same. Father, I declare my heaven open. My heaven must open. My heaven open up by fire. My heaven, oh yeah, must open. My heaven open up. Father, I declare my heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, do I let my heaven open? Father, let my heaven open. I hear, let my heaven open. In the name of Jesus. My heaven must open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Arise and do what only you can do in tonight's meeting, in the mighty name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and do what only you can do in the mighty name of Jesus. Oduwadide, all what you can do, Father, do it tonight in the name of Jesus. Oduwadide, Father, do what only you can do over my family. Do what only you can do in this meeting tonight. Do what only you can do in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, show yourself in tonight's prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, show yourself tonight. Father, show yourself tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to lift up a voice and pray this over yourself. Say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against rulers of darkness in high places. I want to declare, in every environment, I keep telling you, you don't go to battle without addressing the power that rule that environment. Declare this one loud and clear. Say, every principalities and power around my environment, against my prayer, die by fire. Pray. Declare them one tonight. In the name of Jesus, God must answer your prayer. Your enemy must open tonight. Address every principality, every power, every rulers of darkness in on assignment against your prayer tonight. Oh yeah, let them be arrested. 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 In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, declare. Open your prayer. They shall be arrested. In the mighty name of Jesus, every principality, every power on assignment. Get your assignment in prayer. Oh yeah, be arrested. Be arrested tonight. That just let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. The Bible says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be thou lifted up, ye everlasting door. And the King of glory shall come in. The next verse said, verse 7, Psalm 24, verse 7, who is the King of glory? He said, the one that is strong and mighty, the one that is mighty in battle. He said, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be thou lifted up, everlasting door, that the King of glory shall come in. He asked again, he said, who is the King of glory? He said, the Lord of hosts is the King of glory. I want to declare to somebody life, any ancient gates that have been blocking people in your family, that has blocked you from moving to your next level, if your amen is loud, it shall be lifted up tonight in the name of Jesus. Be lifted tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Every ancient gate that has been working against your life, every safety gate that say you will not move to the next level, every evil gate that need to be lifted up for your life to move forward, today they shall be lifted. Oh yeah, they shall be lifted. They shall be lifted in Jesus' name. We are praying. We are going to pray this first prayer point loud and clear. Say, every ancient gate that have been blocking people in my family, hear the word of the Lord. Be lifted tonight. In the name of Jesus, pray. Be lifted tonight. Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus, the gate has to be lifted. Be lifted. Be lifted tonight. Every ancient gate against my family, every ancient gate against my life, oh yeah, be lifted. They shall be lifted. They shall be lifted. In the name of Jesus, every gate that will lift against my life, oh yeah, be lifted tonight. Every satanic gate that have been blocking people from moving. That want to change my life. Oh yeah, be lifted tonight. The King of glory was coming. I am a son, I'm a daughter of King of glory. I must enter my next level in life. In the name of Jesus. Open your water prayer. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Beloved, I'm going to use that scripture, Psalm 24, verse 7, to pray some dangerous prayer tonight. And that will be the first part of our prayer. I want you to pray this one loud and clear. There is some powers. They are asking you that, where is your God? He said, who is the King of glory? That's what he said in verse 8. He repeated it again. Sorry, verse 7. He repeated it in verse 8 again. He said, who is that King of glory? Thank God that God answered him. He said, the one that is mighty in battle. Ah, tonight, God that is mighty in battle, he will fight your battle tonight in the name of Jesus. Say, any power, any situation in my life, ask King for my God. Hey, oh God, arise. Christ. Show yourself tonight in the name. Tell God to show himself. What do I do today? In the name of Jesus, every power of my father's house, every power of my mother's house, asking me for my God. What do I do today? Father, arise at this gateway. What do I answer them tonight? What do I show yourself? What do I show yourself? Tell God to show himself. Father, show yourself every power saying, where is my God? Oh, God, arise. Oh, just show yourself. Oh, just show yourself. Oh, just show yourself. Open your mouth. My sister, pray, 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 pray. You must make progress in life. Something must be good in your life. You must make progress. Open your mouth and pray. Every power saying, where is your God? Tonight is your hand. They must show you. They must lift up. Lift up your hands. You that same power that is asking that, where is your God? That want to boast against your life. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In some people's life, the gates that they have erected against you is from your foundation. That's why you find out you fail in one business and you still fall into another ditch again. Gather your strength to pray this one loud and clear. Say, every gate from my foundation. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The good news is that the righteous can pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every gate from my foundation that is blocking me from going to my next level in life. You are a liar! Scatter by fire! Pray, 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 pray. Scatter the gate, scatter the gate. Every satanic gate that been erected in my father's house, in my mother's house, saying I will not move to the next level. You are a liar. Oh, just scatter tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Let the gate scatter. Let the gate scatter. Let the gate scatter. Open your mouth and pray. Mommy, you are supposed to have gone further than this. Something is happening somewhere. Each time you want to make progress, something will push you back to your foundation. Open your mouth and pray. Every foundational gate that I've been blocking my no progress, that say I will not make progress in life, oh, yes, scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Oh, yes, scatter, scatter, scatter. Scatter my fire. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray the next one. There is a particular gate that is making people to go back. You make 2 steps forward and 5 steps backward. 2 steps forward, you are trying all your possible best. In fact, you have gone beyond your limit to make things work. But yet, things refuse to work. You are going to pray. It's a gate of backwardness. You are already getting to that gate. You need to lift up that gate completely with the power of the Ghost in you. Maru Sakat Ayaba. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every satanic gate that has vowed that I will never make progress. Hey, there is a sister that is that similar here. I want you to lose your temper as you pray this next prayer. The level you are is not where you are meant to be. You are supposed to have gone far more than this. Say, every foundational gate that has vowed that I will never make progress in life. You are a liar. Be uprooted by fire. Uproot that gate. Uproot that gate. Be angry like Gideon. He uprooted the gate of his father's house. Open your mind. Pray. Oh yeah, that gate. Be uprooted. That is why we are here tonight. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. The gate must be uprooted. You must make progress. The gate has to be uprooted. Uproot the gate. It's your prayer. Pray. Don't joke with that prayer. Gate that is blocking your children. Gate that is blocking your father. Gate that is blocking your mother. The gate must be uprooted. That the gate that is blocking your marriage. The gate must be uprooted. In the name of Jesus. The gate must be uprooted. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Beloved. Some of us are passing through some things. And our enemies are already laughing. But by the time you pray this next prayer, the joy of your enemies shall suddenly be turned to their sorrow. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray this one loud and clear. The Bible said, thou shalt also decree a thing. The Bible uses the word also, because somebody has done it before, you are not doing it now. John chapter 22 verse 28. He said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. So if you say it, it will surely come to pass. Loud and clear. I want you to shout this one. Say, I decree and I declare. The joy of my enemies shall suddenly change to sorrow. In the name of Jesus, I command their joy over my life. I command their joy over my marriage. I command their joy over my ministry. Don't to sorrow now. Open your mouth and pray. When do you want that to happen? Now. It must start to sorrow now. In the name of Jesus, the joy of your enemy must start to sorrow. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the joy of your enemy, open your mouth and pray. That is it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. The joy of your enemy must turn to sorrow. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. This next one, I will give you some time to preach. Balak, come Balaam. Now come here, number 23. Come and help me curse these people, because they are too mighty for me. So Balak promised Balaam that I will pay you whatever you want. All what I want you to do is to curse these children of Israel. I want to pray a prayer point from there. And I want everybody to pray it seriously. Although, thank God for God in the life of Balaam, because whatever Balaam says must come to pass. So Balak hired somebody. He hired Balaam to come and curse the children of Israel. I am praying for everyone on the platform tonight. I don't know whoever has sent your picture to any satanic coven. I don't know who have been hired to destroy your family. If your heaven is loud, that arrow they are planning shall backfire. In the name of Jesus, it shall be fire. In the name of Jesus. Now pray this on yourself. Say, any power that is hired to destroy me and my family. You know, they can plant anything. Somebody told me some months back, he said somebody was kidnapped. They are now only looking for ransom. Somebody must have been paid to do that job. I am praying for a family here tonight. Anyone that is close to you, and they are the one behind your problem. The Bible says a man's worst enemy are the members of your household. Anyone that knows your secrets, anyone that knows your going out, anyone that knows your coming in, and they are planning your destruction. With the loudest amen, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. They shall be swallowed. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, whosoever been hired to destroy my life. Yeah, the word of the Lord scattered by fire. Pray. Anyone that been hired to destroy your life, to destroy your home, to destroy your ministry, to destroy your children, to destroy your family, what you want to pray? Anyone hired, I don't care who hired you, just you and you together, they must die together. What you want to pray? In the name of Jesus, anyone hired to cause trouble in my family, anyone hired to cause the problem, what you want to pray? They shall be destroyed. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. I have a word for somebody on the line tonight. Very soon, the joy that you are expecting, any power aside to abort that joy shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. They shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame. They shall be put to shame in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, suffer not the witch to leave. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, every evil eye monitoring my life day and night. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray. Every satanic eye that is monitoring your family, every satanic eye monitoring your children's life, every satanic eye monitoring your progress, they must die, they must die, they must die. They will receive total blindness in the mighty name of Jesus. They must receive total blindness in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, they must receive total blindness in the name of Jesus. Open, aha, in Jesus' name, we are praying. Listen very carefully to this. I want to go back to that Psalm 24, verse 7. It said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, everlasting door. The word everlasting means it doesn't have an end. There are some family that are a particular door have been closed, that this door will be there. Nobody crossed this barrier. Your father tried to cross it, he couldn't cross. Your grandfather tried to cross it, he couldn't cross. Gio told us the story of a man before. He said this man very wealthy in Lagos, and he was going to his father's house. Meanwhile, he had a dream. In the dream, he was driving a very fast car. In that car, suddenly, he saw in the dream, the car reduced to by Okada. There's a motorbicycle. Okay, he's still moving. That was towards his village. That was towards his village. And that's Okada turned to bicycle. At least, bicycle is still moving. And that bicycle now turned to him walking barefooted. And running. After running, he saw himself walking barefooted and he don't walk off from the dream. You know why? Gio told him categorically that your father's house that you're then going to, they are swallowers. They swallow people's glory. I am praying for somebody here. Any power that want to swallow your glory, that want to swallow the glory of your children, that want to swallow the glory of your marriage, that want to swallow the glory of destiny, hear the word of the Lord. They shall be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. So, beloved, in such family, that is what we call everlasting door of darkness. They are already there. Nobody crossed that barrier. To marry is a problem. He said, you might be at everlasting door. To make progress at work is a problem. Some people are in a position for about 15 years. They are trying all this, but yet, all what their effort is just fruitless. You are going to lift up your voice. It's what is called everlasting door of darkness. You are going to pray this. I beg you, everybody must pray this. Don't say you are too tired to pray. Don't let the powers of your father's house catch up with you. Shout this one loud and clear. Everlasting door of darkness. Aside to render my life useless. Hey, hear the word of the Lord. Scatter my fire. Everlasting door of darkness, assigned to render you useless. You are a liar. Oh yes, scatter. Oh yes, scatter. Oh yes, scatter. Oh yes, aha. Oh yes, scatter the door now. You don't have the key. Oh yes, scatter the door. In the name of Jesus, the everlasting door. Open your door, pray. Oh yes, scatter them now. In the name of Jesus, scatter, 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 scatter. In Jesus' name. We pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 9. He said, a great and effectual door. 1 Corinthians 16 9. A great and effectual door is open unto you. But there are many adversaries. Beloved, there are great doors that have been opened already. That's why God repeated, the Bible repeated in Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, he said, I have the key of David. And when I open a door, nobody can shut it. When I shut a door, nobody can open it. I am standing here to decree to somebody's life that in the name that is above every other name, the door that needed to open for your life to be 10 times better than this, the door that need to open for people to gather to celebrate you, the door that need to open for you to be congratulated. If your heaven is loud, I declare the door open now. In the name of Jesus, be open, 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 be open tonight. In the name of Jesus, my will say it here. Yes, Lord, the door is open. The door is open. The door is open. The door to your marriage is open. The door to your business idea is open. The door to your conception is open. The door to your delivery is open. The door to your favor is open. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray this one. I don't know, I'm receiving this one in my spirit. I don't plan this one. But there is somebody that needs to offload some things on their head. Whatever my heavenly Father, Matthew 15:13, has not planted on your head shall be rooted out. You are going to pray. Say, owners of evil load in my life. You are not the owner. I'm telling you, because I understand according to the scripture in Genesis 1:31. Genesis 1:31, the Bible says all that God created was good. So that cancer, it was and somebody that owns it. That sickness, it was somebody that owns it. That problem you are passing through, you are somebody. That satanic visitor that appear in your dream, it was somebody that you are about to say this all loud and clear. You are about to offload the thing to that person. Say, owners of evil load in my life, appear. Carry your load in the name of Jesus. Carry your load. Carry your load. You offload those things to your ear. Oh, you offload it. Offload it to right. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Oh, nice of you, Lord. Open your prayer. Offload it to right. In the name of Jesus. Ha ha. Ruzata la mama. Zeketele bobo. Mazuka la rike setele. Oh, yeah. The owner must carry. The owner must carry their load. In the mighty name of Jesus. The owner must carry their load tonight. In Jesus' name. We pray. To pray for yourself one more time. We have prayed it earlier, but the person, somebody that joined after we prayed that prayer. God said we should pray the prayer because of you. Just one prayer point, loud and clear. There is something I explained earlier called the joy of our enemies. Each time we are passing through trouble, our enemies are rejoicing, especially if you are crying in the midst of trouble. But unfortunately, crying doesn't solve problem. What solve problem is to confront it with Jesus. Take it to the Lord in battle. Drag them to the court of the Almighty. That is what solves problems. But if you cry from now to tomorrow, it doesn't change anything. If I would add more problems, maybe blood pressure to your body. That was what happened to David in 1 Samuel 30. The Bible said they stole everything that belonged, all their wives, all their children, they threw them away. And David cried. Nobody said something to David. The Bible said David encouraged himself. He bounced back. He now said, God, you see, I've been crying for years, so this is not solving. You know. Shall I pursue? Shall I recover? Shall I overtake? Or will I recover all? God said, now you know what to do. Initially, you are crying. But crying, I just kept quiet. But now you have decided to inquire from the Lord. He said, pursue. For you shall surely overtake, and not only that, you shall recover all. I am decreed to somebody like here. Whatever the enemy has stolen in your life, in your family, whether you know about it or not, it doesn't matter. But there is a particular person that wants to say a big amen to this prayer. Within 24 hours from now, everything that is stolen from you, in your family, in your destiny, today they shall be restored. They shall be restored. In the name of Jesus, you are going to turn into prayer. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever I've been stolen from my life, whether I know about it or not, I recover them to now. Open your mouth, pray. Recover those things now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Aha. Yes. Pray. Recover everything. Hey. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your aha. My sister, pray. Recover everything that was stolen from you. Today is the day of vengeance. You must recover all. Pray. You must recover all in the name of Jesus. You must recover from the north, from the south, from the east. Oh yeah, recover your health, recover your children. Every mama that stole your children from you, recover them tonight. Your pregnancy will be recovered in the name of Jesus. The joy of that one will be recovered in the name of Jesus. Oh, aha, pray. This shall be recovered. You shall recover all in Jesus' name. We pray. I stand on the word that can never be broken. In Joel 2:25, the Bible says, I will restore to you the years the swarming locusts have eaten. the crawling locust, the consuming locust, the chewing locust are my great army I sent among you. In that same verse 26, he's talking to somebody, I don't know your name, but there is somebody listening to me tonight. The Lord saying, Joel 2:26, you shall eat in plenty. In the name of Jesus, you shall be satisfied. In the name of Jesus, and praise the name of the Lord who has dealt wondrously with you. And he's telling somebody tonight, with the loudest anywhere you are, in that Joel 2:26, the last statement, he said, and my people, and my people shall never be put to shame. I decree tonight, every garment of shame that have been designed for anyone here, every garment of sorrow that have been designed for your family, every garment of tears that have been designed for your family, if your word is loud, I set them on fire. I set them on fire. I set them on fire in the name of Jesus. I set them on fire. I set them on fire. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are making progress. You are making progress. You are going to pray this one for yourself. Shout this one out again. This is, I told you tonight, is not the way to waste time at all. It's to address some issues in our life. You are going to shout this one for yourself. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I am overdue for a change of story. If you are here tonight, you have been eating from hand to mouth, you need to pray this prayer. If you are here tonight, you have been struggling to survive, you need to pray this prayer. If you have been here tonight, the helpers of destiny have been, they are no more around you. You need to pray this prayer. You are going to remind God. He said, call upon me in the days of your trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know it's not. You are going to pray. Say, my father, my fighter. Hey, I am overdue for a change of story. In my situation tonight, tell God to appear. What do I did? Appear in my situation. Over my family, please appear tonight. In the name of Jesus, tell God to appear. Tell God to appear. Tell God to appear. My sister, you cannot continue like this. Tell God to appear. What do I did? In the name of Jesus. Father, arise, appear in my situation. In the name of Jesus. Pray. This mountain must be moved. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, appear in my situation. I cannot continue like this. The powers of darkness, they will not waste my life. Something must happen to them. Enough is enough. Open your mouth and pray. Father, appear. Father, appear. Father, appear. In the name of Jesus, Father, appear to them and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus. I cover my family with the blood of Jesus. I soak myself into the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Let's quickly open the Bible. Time has gone quickly to a very, very important passage tonight. The title of my short message tonight is God Must Arise. Psalm 68 verse 1 says, let God arise and the enemy scatter. I pray to your life tonight, God must arise in the name of Jesus. Many of us are passing through some things that if God did not arise, the enemy will laugh at last. But I am here to tell you, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That it doesn't matter how far the enemy has gone, I pray. Just like what God did in Job chapter 42 verse 10. He told Job, the Bible said, God turned again the captivity of Job, and he had twice as much as he had before. I am decreed to your life in this meeting tonight, before we share the grace, God will open your own chapter 42 verse 10 in the name of Jesus. So God must arise. Let's open to 2 Kings chapter 6. I'm going to 7 later, but just open to 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings chapter 6. The Bible says, 5 verse 24. 2 Kings, let me see if I can change, if you're not going to disturb me. Thank you, Jesus. 2 Kings, I'm trying to share the screen now, let's see. 2 Kings 6:24. You think I can share it? Yeah, that's it. Amen. That's it. 2 Kings 6:24. The Bible says, and it happened. Sorry. You see, and it happened in 24. After this, that Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his army. And I went to besiege Samaria. And I'm praying for somebody here. Every siege around your life, every siege around your children, every siege around your family is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. Why? Because God must arise. In verse 25, and there was great famine in Samaria. Indeed, they besieged. And indeed, they besieged it until a donkey's head is sold for 80 shekels of silver and a foot of carbon we do, dropping for 5 shekels of silver. Very expensive in their own currency. Take, for example, you are buying a donkey's head. Nobody eat donkey here. And you're buying it for about 8,000 pounds. That's not possible. Now in verse 26, then the king of Israel was passing by the wall. A woman cried out, saying, help me, O Lord, O King, help me. And verse 27, he said, if the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? Therefore, the threshing floor from the winepress, and the king said to her, what is your problem? What's troubling you? I pray, God will attend to your trouble tonight in the name of Jesus. And she answered and said to this woman said to me, give me your son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat another son tomorrow. There were two women, they said they want to kill the level of siege, besiegement around them. He said they will kill one son today, they will eat. I pray, the power that want to negotiate your children with you, they shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus. He said, let us give him to eat today, and tomorrow they will see their son. And in verse 29, so they boiled the son, and they ate the son of that woman. One of them. And the next day, he said, give us your son so that we may eat. But she now eat our son. That early, Pamiloma, he eat our son. That was what the woman cried. Can you see the level of problem that made them go as far as now going to their children? I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, every power that want to negotiate the glory of your children, they shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus. That's the way I'm going. Look at the level of problem, but that now led to another level, which is in verse number 7. That's where I'm really going now. In 2 Kings chapter 7, because of the level of problem that happened in chapter 6, then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus hear the Lord. Tomorrow, about this time, a seer of a fine flower shall be sold for a shekel. Yesterday was 80 shekels of silver. But today, he said, a shekel. And 2 seers of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. So when something happened last night, they forgot that there is a God that they call God of 24-hour miracle. And we want to pray. I love when I see scripture like that, I use them to pray for my own life. You are going to lift up your voice. Say, God of 24-hour miracle. Appear in my situation in the dimension. Let the God of 24-hour miracle, open your mouth of prayer. Appear in my situation tonight. In the name of Jesus, the God of 24-hour miracle, you must appear. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. Verse 2. So an officer whose hand the king laid answered the man of God and said to him, look, if the Lord will open the windows of heaven, could this thing be? There is somebody here tonight that might say, this person does not know what I'm going through. If you know it, you will say by this time tomorrow. God that commanded day to happen and that was standing. He spoke to the seven, dry bone, not ordinary bone. If his bone is on his own, but bone is very dry. He commanded it and it became army of flesh. If that God can do that, he will do your own. I have decreed to somebody's life. If your faith is strong and your amen is loud, within 24 hours from now, in the name that is above every other name, God will attend to your cry in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Receive your 24-hour miracle. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Don't doubt God. That man doubted God because he doesn't believe that God can arise in 24 hours. And in verse 3, now there are four lepers, you know the leper story, at the entrance of the gate, they said to one another, why are we sitting here until we die? If we say we will enter the city, there is famine in the city and there's no food, and we shall die there. If we sit here, we shall also die there. Why now therefore, let us go and surrender ourselves to the army of the Syrians. And if they kill them, they say, we shall live. Or if they kill us, they will die. If they kill them, they will live. But if they kill them, they will die. But in verse 5, so they arose at twilight, they go to the camp of the Syria, and when they had come to the aspect of the camp of the Syria, to their greatest surprise, there is somebody hearing me tonight. Hey, before this time tomorrow, heaven will surprise you. In the name of Jesus, he said to their greatest surprise, no one was there. I am decreed to put to somebody here. Whoever is occupying your situation, so your position, in life, in your marriage, in your destiny, by this time tomorrow, everyone sits there. In the name of Jesus, in verse 5, verse 6, for the Lord has caused an army to hear noise of chariots, and the noise of horses, and the noise of this army, and they said to another, look, the king of Israel has hired king of Egypt, king of Egyptian to attack us. Therefore, they arose and fled at twilight, and they left the camp intact. Their tents, their horses, their donkeys, and they left for their life. I am praying for somebody here. The power that have been pursuing people in your family, before we share the grace tonight, they will flee and they will leave you alone. In the mighty name of Jesus. In verse 8, then the leper said, they came to the asset of the camp, and they went in, they ate, they drank, they carried even silver and gold and clothing, and they did eat some of them. And they came back and entered the other tent. They carried some other thing again, and they went and ate it again. Then in verse 9, that's where I'm going. Then they said to one another, hey, okay, why we are not doing the right thing? There is famine in the land. Some people are still killing their children, and we are now enjoying as leper here. Leper, they are supposed to be living outside of the city. But because of the God of 24-hour miracle, they were relevant in that nation. I am decreed today, anybody that has ever looked at you and shake their head, say, oh my show, in the name that is above every other name, within 24 hours, they will see the God of Elijah in your nation. They will see God in your hand, in your life. In the name of Jesus. Let me now move forward because of my time. Go to verse 16. Let's see if that prophecy came to pass. In verse 16, when the leper went to go and call the people came and see, they saw everything just with him. In verse 16, then the people went in. They plundered the tent of the Syrians. So a seah of flour was sold for a shekel. That was what the man of God said. And to seah belly for a shekel according to the word of the Lord. I am decreed to somebody right here. The God that brought out Daniel from the lion's den, in the death that is above every other, by this time tomorrow, he will arise on your case. In the name of Jesus. Don't give up, my sister. Don't give up, my brother. He can still do it again. And he will do it in the name of Jesus. In verse 20, verse 17, that is the list of doubts. Now the king appointed the officer whose army leaned to 12 to charge the gate. But the people trampled on him, and he died just as the man of God has said. Who spoke when the king came down to him? So it happened just as the man of God has spoken, saying, 2 seahs of barley for a shekel and a seah of flour for a shekel I'll be sold by this time tomorrow. I am praying for somebody here. You are now overdue for a 24-hour miracle. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus. You know what? I'm not here to entice anybody with any word. I'm reading the scripture for you. That's why I decided to share the scriptures. Now, when God arises, listen carefully. Number one, what happened? Your lack must surely come to plenty. When God arises, a prisoner in their father's house must surely be set free. When God arises, impossibility that you have been fighting with shall become possible. Remember, this month is the month of divine perfection. So listen very carefully. When God arrives, the fiery furnace that the enemy has put you at the moment, they will become your air condition. When God arrives, the miracle water it must gush out of your solid rock. When God arrives, it will suddenly change your level. In the mighty name of Jesus, when God arises, people shall gather together to celebrate you in the name of Jesus. When God arises, just like what we just read now, opposition that say you will not move forward, they must suddenly give way. I am decreed to somebody here, every voice in your father's compound saying this is how far you can go, any voice that want to bring joy and sorrow to your joy, today I silence the voice in the name of Jesus. I silence the voice in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. He said, being confident that he that has started a good work in your life will surely perfect it. I am praying for somebody here. In this month of perfection, anyone believing God for fruit of the womb, I decree by the mandate of heaven, before the end of this month, God will touch your womb and you shall be fruitful. Anyone that is pregnant, I decree by the grace and the mighty hand of God, you will not go to labor room to labor, you will go to delivery room to deliver. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. You are believing of a miracle job. You will not, the Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not come to the imagination of any man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. I am standing on this scripture now. The one that eyes have not seen before, the job that ears have not heard, the one that has not entered the imagination of any man, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Why? Because God must arise. Amen. When God arises, your doors of opportunities will suddenly be open. When God arises, the doors of marriage will surely open. When God arises, the next step you take will lead to your own good success. Because God will arise. When God arises, death sentence will turn to long life. When God arrives, your past pain shall be completely forgotten. When God arrives, your life will become an all-round testimony. And when God arrives, I pray, in the name that is above the name, everything you have lost in the past shall be suddenly recovered. In the name of Jesus, are you ready to pray now? We have few more minutes to go. Because God was alive. We are going to sing this song. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Let God arise, hallelujah, let God arise, and his enemy be scattered, let God arise, and his enemy be scattered, let God arise, and his enemy be scattered, let God arise. Say the power. Saying, I shall never make it. God arise. Frustrate their plans tonight. In the name of Jesus, pray. Every power saying you will not make it. Oh God, arise and frustrate their plans. Oh Lua, oh Dideo. Tell God to arise tonight. My brother, my sister, this is your time for prayer. Tell God to arise. Oh God, arise. In your infinite mercy. Father, show yourself. 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 In the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your prayer. Tell God to show himself. Father, show yourself to them. Tonight is my night. I cannot go on the same. You open your mouth and pray. Father, show yourself to them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say every satanic hand manipulating my life. Oh, God, arise. eyes. Cut them off tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off. God must arise. Open up there. In the name of Jesus, your impossibility will be possible. Your God must arise. You will not die in that condition because God must arise. Open up there. Your lack must be plenty. In the mighty name of Jesus, open up there. God must arise. God must arise. God must arise. In Jesus' name, pray. Three keys that will make God arise suddenly. Number one, you must consistently praise Him. Create time to be praising the Lord. Don't forget about your battle. Just begin to worship Him. Eyini Baba, Toto Baba, Eyini Baba. So if you are saying that, you are just praising the Lord. Once you are praising Him, we arise for your sake. I am praying for somebody here. In your worship, in your praise, I decree the Lord will arise tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, create time before you sleep tonight. Just go on YouTube, go on to any praise worship, 15, 20 minutes. Just begin to dance. When the tear come on, just begin to any song, not begin to praise worship, then you will see God arise. Number two, God must arise. For God to arise, you must engage in spiritual warfare, just like you are doing now. You are going to be like Jacob in Genesis 32. He said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. You must engage in different serious warfare. Number three, for God to arise, you must be a sacrificial giver. When I say sacrificial giver, go and read 1 Kings chapter 3. Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offering to the Lord, and that night, he couldn't hold on. He came down and said, Solo, what do you want? Solo said, Baba, you know what I want, though? I want wisdom to rule my people. He said, really? You did not ask for the end of your enemy? Is that all you want? He said, I will give you beyond what you asked for. He beatified the land because he gave a sacrificial. So to me, God is not hungry at all. Sacrificial offering. Look at the woman, the Shunammite woman, when he fed the man of God, God said, what can I do to this woman? He said, she has everything in plenty. Hey, what does she have? She doesn't need anything. He said, she needs something. What does she need? There is no child in that house. He said, is that true? I'm sure the man must have, like I told you, must have eaten some serious panadia man of God. He was enjoying the meal. Seriously. And suddenly, he just said, madam, come, I cannot stay with this food in my belly. I was blessed with this food. He now pronounced unusual blessing, a sacrificial. The woman said, I perceive in my spirit that this man that comes in this street is a man of God. The man did not go to him at all. He's a man of God. And he now created the room for the man in the house. And suddenly, that was how God opened a womb and she had a child. At some point in that passage, the child died. The woman ran back to the man of God. The child will come, commanded that will come. He has come and is dead now. He said, dead? Went back and resurrected the life. That is, if you want God to rise on your feet, number one, you must praise and worship Him from the bottom of your heart. Go and read the story of Jehoshaphat in 1 Corinthians chapter 20, verse 1 to 20. The Bible said, the three nations gathered together against them, and the three nations, they were going to defeat Israelites. God said, you need not to fight in this battle. 1 Corinthians chapter 20, verse 1 to 20. You don't need to fight at all in the battle. All you need to do, organize praise and worship singer. They began to sing a song, the song I like most in this. There's no prayer line, I don't sing the song. For your mercies and your love forever. Amen. For your mercies and your love forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the earth. That was the song they were singing. The Bible says, as they began to sing the song, the Lord set an ambushment. There was a movement from heaven. He set an ambushment between the three nations, and the Bible said they killed themselves. If you can engage in spiritual warfare, if you can engage in spiritual praise and worship, and a sacrificial giving, I can tell you one thing, your God will surely arise. You are going to lift up your voice. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. In my situation tonight, arise by fire. Pray. Help yourself with that prayer. In the name of Jesus, my brother, pray. Aha, yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Aha, thank you. Pray. Father, rise tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. Lastly, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. He said something clearly. He said, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. He now asked you another question. Is there anything too hard for God to do? Your case is not hard for God to do. Your case is not hard for God to do. Your case is not God. He now answered the question. Look at it. In Jeremiah 32, verse 27, he asked the question. But the answer to the question is in verse 17, earlier verse. He said, ah, Lord God, behold, thou art made the heaven and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. He said, there is nothing too hard for God to do. Ah, I am praying for somebody here tonight. Before the end of this month of July, hey, it doesn't matter how muddy your clay looks like. Hey, you will mount on your mountaintop this year. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will change your story for good. In the name of Jesus, you will come out testifying. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. You have wept enough. You have cried enough. I have a word for you. Your weeping has ended. The Lord that can do hard things, he will attend to your case and he will arrive for your case. Before now and next 24 hours, there is somebody here that will have a good news that the whole world will celebrate. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. I'm sorry that took us 5 minutes. Tell me to bless the name of the day. Just thank God for what he has done tonight. Let's thank him for what he has done tonight. Let's appreciate him. He's the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for God to do. He can change your situation around within seconds. Open your heart and begin to bless his holy name. Just worship him. Don't forget to die before you sleep. Just play any praise and worship. Dance before the Lord for 10, 15 minutes and let's see how God will ask for a say. Forget about that problem. Just do the instruction and you will see the hand of God move your life. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Don't forget again on Thursday, by the grace of God, we are connected to the same prayer line. So we are praying without ceasing. 10 o'clock on Thursday, invite someone to join it and your life will never remain the same. Don't forget the singles. We are praying for you tomorrow, 8:30 to 9:30, as you join in. The Lord will settle you in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have been blessed tonight, shout a massive hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the spiritual of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely. Forever and ever. Amen. We are going to shout 24. We are expecting 24 miracles. 24 outstanding hallelujah that will guarantee 24 hour miracle. I want your voice to be loud wherever. Let the whole body know that you are doing it. The 24 hallelujah, I want to go.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you. Thank you, bye-bye.
God bless you.